This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I'm going to market a car decal for every ex-boyfriend that reads Adult Baby on Board.
I'm Brandy Posey, and this might be our 150th episode, but it looks like our 120th episode.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm Tess Barker, and this morning on the way to yoga, Don't Stop Believing came on, so I turned it up and sang along, and that's when I realized I was still drunk.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
150!
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our 150th episode.
Oh, my God. We made it.
The 150.
Is that even like a milestone? Did we make that up?
I don't know.
I don't know. Spencer's Gifts doesn't have that much for 150th.
Yeah,
so.
What's the 150th traditional present?
I don't know. I'm not
type.
Yeah. Pizza.
What do Highlanders get each other when they've been married for 150 years?
New heads.
Yeah, a new head. Yeah, a new.
Everyone gets a new head.
You get a new head. You get a new head. You get a new head.
I can use a new head.
I cannot believe that people have listened to 150 hours of us talking about nothing.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a.
Let's see. That's.
Six
that is
half,
so
six
much
days
I mean,
and
it's
6 hours
actually not that much. It's like if you work a 40-hour week job, that's like two and a half weeks at work.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, thank you everyone for doing it regardless. I just, it's crazy.
We should someday do some sort of a marathon where, like, if somebody should raise money by listening to our entire catalog in a row without going to sleep. We're not gonna do it.
No, we won't do it.
But somebody should do
that. Us listening back to it, though, that's what we need.
It would be torture.
Alive.
It would have to be for charity.
Anytime we hear, it's like, you know, just hearing yourself talk is always weird, and then. Mm-hmm. And then being like, oh God, why did I say that multiple times in a row?
It's the double-edged sword of, like, it's hearing yourself talk and it's hearing yourself talk.
And hearing yourself say things that are out there for all eternity.
And also, like, I don't know if you guys do this. If I listen back, I'm like, oh, say that. Why aren't you saying that?
Right.
Like, I think of jokes and it's maddening.
Punch up our old episodes.
Well, because that's what you do in any conversation that would be somewhat memorable to you, is you, of course, think of what you should have said. So it's like the real, like, God, I'm so glad the whole life isn't podcasted.
It's gonna be, though,
someday.
Actually,
someday you'll be able to just plug.
See, you like the future so much, but do you really want to be periscoped 24 hours
a day?
That's
Barbara,
what's gonna happen.
It's not that I like it, it's that I like reading about it. Like, there's a difference.
You're,
like,
just trying to get control of what's coming.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be aware of, like, what's about to happen.
I mean, what's about to happen is that we're all gonna be filmed all the time and it'll be accessible to
Wait,
anyone.
Should we talk about the photo that we just took?
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, wait, we want to say too, this is our 150th episode, so it's just us, so we don't have a guest. You guys get a little gift for just the ladies.
Intimate.
Mm-hmm. Should we say anything, or what should we do?
Do we have any plugs, girls?
Any plugs?
Any plugs?
Any butt plugs?
I got. I've got a huge butt plug up my butt right
What's
now.
What's your butt
and
plug?
And also, I'm doing a show. On December 3rd at the Open Space Theater called Noble Experiment. It's a fun experimental show with pairs of comics. One time me and Tess hosted it on drugs and it was really fun.
It was an experiment, but I don't know if that one was noble.
Ignoble experience.
Ignoble. But fun nonetheless. Yeah. December 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Open Space Theater. Come check that out.
I just had a memory, because that's the last time I've done ecstasy was that night. And I just have a memory of being, like, coming down off of ecstasy with you at Akbar while No Scrubs played.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, the best part
it
of
was
that
great,
bar.
But then we were also, like, no one liked us or wanted to dance with us. And I was
like, we had this idea that we were going to go, like, be on,
like,
ecstasy and all these, like, gay guys were going to want to talk to us. And really, we were just, like, two weird girls on ecstasy that no one wanted to talk to.
But but overall, it was a success, I would say.
Yeah.
Today, when this episode comes out, I will be in Brooklyn with Picture This at the Littlefields for the New York Comedy Festival, which means I will be out of town, which means Barbara and Tess will probably be doing ecstasy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what happens. When I go out of town, they do drugs.
Yeah. So. If you're in LA, come find us on the outreaches of the city somewhere.
The street corner that we're being whores on once again.
If you're in Brooklyn, come see my show. Alana Glazer's going to be there. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Love her.
I've been told by several people that they're in love with her, and I need to recount their love to her when
I meet her.
I'm not doing it. I'm not
That's like secondhand creepy.
I know. I was like, I want a good impression. I think we would get along really well. I don't need to like be a creeper out
of the
gate. And
like, how many times has she been told that? She didn't even be told that.
It's meaningless.
More? Yeah.
Tell the guy Vons.
Yeah.
You know,
don't do anything in person that you would say on the internet to someone. You know what I mean?
That's a good rule. That's a very, very good rule.
It's not the golden rule of don't say anything like you wouldn't like don't say anything mean, but
yeah.
The new golden rule is don't behave IRL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
The future's great.
So true. And so if you guys also if you haven't yet, go ahead and donate to Max Fun, because we did just release two of our bonus episodes. If you're a subscriber to Max Fun, you can go to maximumfun.org/donate, and we put out some of our characters leaving voicemails for us.
Yeah, so if you miss the characters, it's like a cool
episode. Get to find out what they've been up to. Gert Bertley, Dr. Spaghetti,
mm-hmm. and the baby. You're getting exclusive.
Oh, this is,
you guys, this is really worth it. Exclusive video content.
Yes.
Of our last live show with French Stewart and our resident hunk, Ryan Nemeth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our resident security guard hunk who was on a hoverboard and ripped his shirt off, and I scream like a fucking murderer.
It's worth it just for Barbara's scream when he takes off his shirt. It's the most guttural, like,
it's so
scary.
It's like, if you want to see French Stewart doing a weird monologue while we throw $1 bills on him.
Yeah. You should become a Max Fun donor.
Max Fun donor.
Check it out. Also, you can hear us on NPR's Best Podcast, or hear us. You can see us on NPR's Best Podcast list. Thanks for the shout out, NPR.
Yeah, we've gotten some cool press lately. Bust Magazine did a write-up about us on Facebook with our Margaret Cho episode. And thank you guys for listening and giving a shit about it, because, you know, we wouldn't be doing anything without you. So,
yeah.
Thank you, people.
And we also have at ladytoladycomedy.com, our website. We have a shop up there. And from now until Christmas, if you order something off the shop, we will also be giving you a free Lady to Lady Christmas CD.
Free Christmas album, which I re-listened to recently. And I was like, we did pretty good on
this. It's really great.
Do you remember how like exhausting that was?
It was so exhausting. Shout out to producer David for, as always, doing everything and making it actually happen.
Crushed it so hard.
That was David's signature giggle. The Christmas album is really fun, and it's a CD version of it you can get with all your Lady to Lady stuff. So if you have a friend who's a big Lady to Lady fan, or even, hey, just for yourself for the holidays.
Treat yourself.
If you're having a real sad peanuts holiday by yourself.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Christmas album.
Oh, I don't even know it, right?
Yeah.
You guys saw the horrifying Today Show.
Oh my God. The peanut characters.
That was like the biggest gift to society I have ever.
Absolutely. Just when things like that happen, you just have to think about the chain of command that okayed it.
I can't even.
The number of people that had to, that approved it.
The number of people that said yes, they're bald heads with the hairs. If you don't know what we're talking about, Google the Today Show Peanuts cast.
We'll put it on our like Facebook or something.
Truly terrifying.
Oh my
God. But thank God things like that happen in the world.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, it's like the Lenny Kravitz stick.
Yeah. It's just like, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, for all the bad things that happen, like every 10th thing is delightful.
Every 10th thing is Carson Daly looking like Gollum in his frat years. Like, that was so terrifying.
Carson Daly, I think a lot about his face, because it can't just be drugs that's making it suck up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on
with
manorexia too, I think, right?
Yeah, maybe it is manorexia.
I think he gets work done and all that. I mean, it's a lot of pressure, guys.
It looks to me, though, that his, and okay, to be fair, I never saw him in person before I saw him in person.
Oh, right.
When did you see that?
but I remember I had a huge boner for him when he was on TRL. I thought he was very attractive.
Yeah.
But then at the bar I used to work at, he would come in, and it is not just skinniness. Like, it, to me, it appears that his skull has shrunken.
It's like gotten longer almost, right?
He got stretched.
If you see Carson Daly in person, you just are stricken by how small his skull looks. What?
Like, yeah, you can see
it's
his
tiny.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I think. Oh, that is really weird.
He's also gotten, like, we just looked him up. He's also gotten, like, much tanner, and his eyes
his tan,
are more desperate.
Yeah, his tan is overkill for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah.
Which I do.
Much.
I, you know, I'm very pro fake tan.
Mm-hmm.
I love fake tan.
Yeah. There's a line though, right?
Hey-o.
Hey.
Yeah, that's fine. And you gotta especially. You don't want to go overboard on the face. I feel yes. like you can get away with even like some oranginess on the bod, mm-hmm. but like you really, ladies, you can bronze.
Well, he just went overboard in his face in general.
His so face!
In general, yeah. try not to go overboard yeah. on your face.
I think in general, don't ever be someone who, someone can say this sentence, their face.
Yeah.
But I think that people that do that are beyond comprehension, and sometimes they just get bad work done. They don't really have. I don't know what that is. I don't know what mm-hmm.
yeah, it's hard to tell if it's work or drugs or both. I the thing that scares me is I know I'm going to get work done when I'm older.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We all I just will. Hope it's for the best.
Also, well, does anyone give a fuck about Jimmy Fallon being an alcoholic? Because I honestly don't care.
I mean, I guess I feel bad for him in the same way I feel bad for anyone who's ruining
yeah,
their life.
But like, I, everyone's yeah. like, free, it's like this big secret. And I'm like, okay, a okay. lot of people have.
Wait, so you're telling me somebody in comedy
yeah,
has a drinking problem?
Are you no. serious?
I just am like, I don't know. He's not like, I mean, like he's hurting himself repeatedly and maybe his yeah. family. But other than that,
I mean,
everyone else is in the clear.
He's got yeah. a he's got enough around him that'll take care of him. He's not somebody that I am worried about.
I guess I just
in a lot of ways.
I just didn't really ever care about him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
yeah,
it sounds callous, but like right. I just don't care about
no.
him.
No, I don't either.
It'll be fine.
Jimmy God Fallon. Damn it. I'm trying. Great career move, Tess. Just talk about on the internet how you don't care about Jimmy Fallon.
I mean, if he wants to like play charades with us, I'm happy
yeah,
to
we're,
do
we're,
it.
And, yeah,
know?
We're all available for hire. That said, yeah, who gives a shit?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's so many people that, I mean, oh, people yeah. all around the world have that issue.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever. He can afford therapy and he can afford, like, he can afford so much to take care of it. Like, I have little patience for people that, like, you know, don't take care of their shit when they have like their dream jobs.
I mean,
in some way,
I think that it's probably hard for him to take time off work, you know? So,
well, yeah, but if he's a he's like the face of a franchise, like they're going to, NBC is going to find a way to fix that shit.
Well, they're
shit.
Going to have to.
They're going to have
like
to.
It's that severe, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't, I
just don't care.
It's very garden. It's, I'm going to get in trouble here. I was going to say it's a very garden variety disease. A lot of people have it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, but
too.
It is.
It's
yeah.
very, I mean, you know,
yeah.
there's a lot of humans with it and a lot of people struggle with it all the time. It's not like,
yeah,
you know,
not to invoke the privilege word, but it's like he has a lot of privilege and like it's there are people that I am more concerned about than him.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
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 I mean, good luck. I don't care.
It's like,
I think it sucks
if every
that
comic
are...
I knew who drank too much, like was being put on blast. I was like, Jesus
That'd
Christ.
Be most
all
of us.
I mean,
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Definitely me. Yeah, I threw up. Did I tell you about how I threw up after my show on Monday?
Speaking
no. of drinking too much. Last Monday.
Wine is, I can't drink
you
a lot
know what
of
I mean?
Wine. It's not.
Because
no
I had one of those days where I think we recorded that day, or something happened that day where I just didn't eat enough or whatever. So I went to the show, got a bottle of wine that I was going to take home and then decided to do a set. So I opened it and had a couple bottles, a couple glasses. Had a couple bottles. Well,
couple
yeah.
bottles.
And then I was like, well, Lauren and Scott are
was
coming
Was it white
over after.
Or red?
Red.
Okay.
So, and so it was a Monday night. You know, I had just been doing my storytelling. There was no reason for me to be like obliterated, you
right.
know? So it was a Monday night. And then I bought a bottle for Lauren and Scott to have with me. So in total, I drank an entire bottle on an empty stomach.
Oh God.
Cut Oof. To like, an hour later, my boyfriend had to be like holding my hair while I just spewed red wine puke everywhere.
Oh no.
yeah, so that was my alcoholic moment for the week. Is the point of that story?
I want to remember this. No, I don't. But I remember going to a wedding and I drank so much white wine. We were at it together. I don't know if you were there.
Which wedding?
I know Brandy was there. It was a Susan Burke's wedding.
Oh no, I was there.
Oh yeah, okay. I can't remember if we were all there. I drank a shitload of white wine and I had to throw up, but then I went into the thing and it was like an outhouse and I was like, I'm not gonna throw up in here.
Oh God. No. Like in a porta potty?
I had to like wait.
So throwing up in a porta you can't, you gotta go outside.
No, there was
Ugh. You can't, I can't
I just held it in.
I can't even handle can't. The thought of that. Like going to bathroom in a porta potty is hard enough sometimes.
It's bad, yeah.
To put your face there.
Speaking of, this is a good moment to shout out to some of the listeners who have told us to listen to our podcast on a half speed and how funny it sounds. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can sound like what Brandy would sound like if she's drunk.
Yeah, we'll simulate that.
Let's
why is she teaching it on a grapefruit?
Well, no, that's the
you're
trick.
Supposed to put the green. So that's the trick. While your man isn't looking,
your man,
your man.
You're supposed
while Cookie Monster is
while Cookie Monster isn't looking, you're supposed to casually have a sliced grapefruit ready to go, and without him noticing, stick it on his dick, and then use your mouth. To move the grapefruit up and down up his shaft.
At the same time.
Okay, to be fair, we did have margaritas this day.
That is true.
That was like a double drunk day for
you
guys.
Yeah, the content, there was some actual involvement.
Some grapefruit.
Some grapefruit.
Grapefruit was a very genuine moment. Oh, I want to shout out before I forget, if you do, if you are a bonus, whatever, if you're a Max One subscriber and you watch our bonus episode with French Stewart, we want to shout out to Gavin Heslett, who shot that for us.
Yes.
And Gavin's awesome. He's a filmmaker, and he has this series called The Creative Lives, which you can check out on thecreativelives.com. It's a documentary series aimed at inspiring people to create their own work by giving them a view into the world of today's contemporary artists. So he goes around and follows a lot of different kinds of artists and films them, like, and does a mini documentary. So yeah, check that out at thecreativelives.com and support, you know, the people who support us, like Gavin. He's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one more set of shout-outs. Our Lady Ladies Street Team, Social Street Team, Justine, Courtney, Brandy, and Elizabeth, Shmoo, and Kaylee.
Yeah. Yes, thank you guys so much. They've been helping us with our Twitter, with our
Facebook, our fucking Tumblr.
Yeah, Shmoo, who does our Tumblr, is fucking awesome. She's been gifting a lot of moments and stuff, and they've all been, like, you know, really helping us out, helping us get the lady word out there.
Yeah, so if you're not friends with us on Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr, or we also have a newsletter, we're kind of, like, taking over.
We're doing everything.
A little bit.
So you can see the link stall. If you go to our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, there's a link to sign up to our newsletter. So do that, and then you'll get also in the newsletter, there's a link to all of our stuff.
Yeah.
There's links everywhere.
There's
guys.
Links everywhere.
Links on links on links on links.
Together. It's all
links
one.
On links on links. Sausage links.
Ew.
Golf links. What am I? Did I turn into Bubba?
Cuff links.
The link.
Yeah, you just became like the
Bubba. That's Lieutenant Dan, isn't it? No, it's not.
No, it's Bubba.
Oh,
it is Bubba.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It is Bubba.
My bad.
Golf links.
Barbara Gump link. What is that restaurant
link
called?
Link Creole link.
See, this is, how has anyone listened to this many episodes?
I don't know. I don't know.
Barbara Gump.
I met a Babs yesterday, and I was like, who the fuck are you?
Did you guys hate each other?
No, she seemed cool, but I just, like, I never meet anyone with my name, so I'm always, like, very put off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a little weird with other Tesses.
Yeah.
Because when you have, like, a unique name, it's like, it's kind of my thing. I'm kind of the...
Well, a lot of...
I'm kind of the premier version
numero
of this.
Numero uno. Well, a lot of... I am very different from most Brandies.
Right.
So it's also really funny when I meet them where I'm just like... What part of the Brandy spectrum are you on?
What's the Brandy spectrum?
Like, there's like Britney Brandy's.
Yeah, Britney Brandy's.
Oh, I would probably like those.
You probably would. Yeah, it's a lot of like 18-year-old strippers all the way up to me, I guess.
Okay.
It's kind of like
So
it's
where
fun.
Are you on the Brandy spectrum?
I think I'm like one end of the Brandy spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah, our other Brandy is like close to me too. I don't know. I just like every other Brandy that I've met has like.
So wait, you meet a lot of 18-year-old strippers.
Hey, look, I'm like the Jimmy Fallon of 18-year-old strippers. It's my fan base. It's cool. No, it's like most Brandies that I know are just like usually from the South and they're real into like The Bachelor and they have been strippers at some point. Like that's a lot of Brandies.
Oh, it's in their past.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There's like a wild look in their eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
you would like them.
I would like that.
You were a Brandy in a former life, Tess.
Absolutely.
I think.
Britney Brandy.
You're a Britney Brandy.
I mean, she's currently Britney, formerly Brandy.
Yes. I'm actually technically kind of legally a Britney. Speaking of strip clubs, did I tell you guys that I found out about strip clubs? That they make the girls pay money to strip?
What?
Yeah.
Like,
so
like a where somebody cuts hair, it's like you have to rent
your
booth.
Yes. So there are some strip clubs that are like family owned or like mom and pop strip clubs where girls actually basically get, you know, they share money from lap dances and stuff like that with the house or whatever. But it's a very common practice among strip clubs to charge the girls to work. So if you don't have a good night, you could actually strip
and lose money.
Owe the strip club money.
That's fucked up.
And then on top of that, they take 50% of what they make.
How did you find out about this?
My sister dances.
Told you about it?
Yeah. And then on top of that, they take 50% of lap dances. They take like a huge, so they take a huge cut of all that stuff. And then on top of that, charge the girls to work.
That's so interesting to me because like when I think about women who do sex work like on the street, you know, and do prostitutes, it's so weird that they like have pimps because it's like, couldn't you just go sell it yourself? Like, why do you have to give all this money to this guy?
Well, if there's one thing we learned from the Zola story.
Yeah, well, don't get involved with any pimps because they might murder.
Might be
a
secret
bunch of
murderers.
Dudes.
Yeah. Oh, but like that's what that story was. Like it was the girl like, pussy's worth $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah.
She knew what it was worth. But that's, it's, I mean, I guess for strip clubs, you need like the built, like the establishment. Mm-hmm. But it's just so crazy. Like you're the one putting all that out there. How did you have to pay for that?
Like what they're doing versus what the establishment is doing. Like they should be making the majority of the money.
No,
like
the majority.
It's almost as though like women are taken advantage of in some situations.
But yeah, I know. I mean, I know it's, you know, I don't know. It's something that I was just like, that's so, I feel like people don't care about it because stripping is so stigmatized.
Right.
But I think it's really egregious.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah. I mean, even like if you work at a restaurant and it's a tip based job, you make a minimum wage. They don't make an hourly wage.
Yeah.
And they're paying to work.
It feels illegal. Like, it feels like it should be illegal.
Yeah. I might have to go Aaron Brockovich on the strip clubs next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Please.
Right?
Take him down like you do the
Get
cheerleaders.
A leopard corset. Wear it to the set.
I do kind of have like a stripper fantasy. Like, I kind of want to do it once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'd be in, but the thing is, like, every time I think that I'd be good at it, like, I'll, like, dance to one song, and then, like, I'll, like, kind of try to dance sexy or give my boyfriend a lap dance. I'm like, oh, boy, never mind.
No,
doing this in
happens.
Front of a person is much harder than I thought.
I know, the lap dance class that I took, first of all, they paired me, like, it was all girls in the class, and they paired me with this girl that I didn't know, and we're just, like, practice giving her a lap dance. And I'm like...
Okay. That's a lot.
I don't know. Someone I don't know.
Yeah. But I think what happens is once you get done with this thing where you can't drink, I think it's like a return. It's like the night we got kicked out of the hotel in Sunset. Mm-hmm. I think it's just we get super drunk.
Oh, yeah. And just go for it.
And just go for it. Because I think if we're egging each other on and we're very drunk.
I'll lift you guys there.
Like you did last time.
Yeah, I'll lift you guys
there. Find us after we've made out with the guys in the... elevator.
Just let me
jumped
know
into
where,
the pool.
Where I need to be. It's fine.
We'll do a line of Adderall. Do a $1 bill.
Oh, Lord.
We're awesome.
On that note, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And thanks for listening to us, you guys. If this is your first time, this is your 150th time, we appreciate you.
Soup's a preesh.
She's drinking soup right now. Whoa.
Ew.
You don't like soup?
You like soup?
No, I have soup issues from having my jaw wired shut.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Soup issues. If you guys have lady problems, soup issues.
Soup issues. I have soups. Soup issues.
Soup issues.
Soup issues. Do you have? So we're gonna listen to a little bit from our very first episode. When was it recorded? Do we know what the date is?
November 13th.
What? 2012.
Oh
my God.
2 days. Wait, what day is it?
The 11th. 2 days from now, it'll be exactly 3 years.
Wow.
Oh,
that's insane.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're gonna.
If
listen...
we were in a relationship, we'd be like starting to pressure each other about getting married.
Let's listen to a little bit from the first ep. Everybody, welcome to Lady to Lady.
That's me.
Hey,
it's our
guys.
Very first podcast. We're very excited.
Thanks for listening. Shout out to Zach Ames for the awesome theme song.
Yes, Zach Ames. Check out his band Ogre Mage. Ogre Mage doesn't exist anymore.
RIP. I'm Brandy.
And I'm Tess.
And we're the ladies. Welcome.
Woo!
Yay.
I will say,
is our first one, so we have a monthly live show, but we decided to bring it to podcast land, which is really original these days, but we're really excited, so yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. It's time to start.
Wow, nailing it, guys.
And
now.
Oh, my God. We're really excited with us, as on the show, live show, where we always have a special guest.
Good one, Barker. Got it.
Podcast as well.
Very excited to have with us the lovely Vanessa Ramos.
Wait, try and see if you know what you're going to say next.
Thanks for having me. This is my first podcast, so be gentle. Nobody knows what they're doing.
I think it's just talking, right? Isn't that mostly it?
Oh, I fail at that. Constantly on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, well, that's true. Right.
I was just going to sit here and make fart noises. Is that not what I'm supposed to do?
That's what I do at parties.
We really haven't figured that much out.
No. We still make a lot of fart noises.
I mean, some of our episodes definitely still start exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels good.
But 3 years, that's a long time in human years, you guys.
Yeah. In dog years, it's even more.
Yeah.
21 dog
I mean,
years
I
ago.
I feel like I've definitely, you know, if you listen to the podcast a lot, as we talked about, I definitely, you know, have gone through my wildest phases
on this
as experienced.
Podcast.
Yeah.
And now I'm old and boring, so.
You're not old.
No, you're not.
You're not old.
I'm kidding.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm not single anymore. And I've been saying this joke on stage, but I was like, I don't know what to do because I'm not drinking and I'm not fucking a bunch of guys anymore. And that was my whole personality. So like,
yeah, stop stealing my fucking stick, man.
Yeah, I didn't like read books or anything. I was just fucking people. So I don't know. I got to figure it out.
Yeah. Have you picked up any of those hobbies?
No, not
now's the time. To get
the infamous hobby list is still
hasn't happened.
I almost finished a puzzle. That's about was close. I actually was cleaning my room yesterday and I was like, faced it and I was like, is this ever going to happen? And then I just put it in the box and I was like, fuck this.
To be fair, a puzzle is like having 7 hobbies. Like, that's the amount
of
effort.
Yeah,
that
it was
a
really
is.
Hard one. I went too hard on the first try.
Oh,
you know?
Boy.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
It was, yeah. And I was like, I just gave up on it.
Was it one of the ones that doesn't have borders and it's just like a.
No, it had borders, but it was okay. Like a million pieces and like really complicated. And I went, you know?
Yeah.
I can see how that's some people.
Too close to the sun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like getting one of those coloring books, but then having it be like one of those intricate.
Yeah, I have one of those too.
Paris.
Fuck those.
You know what I mean? Here's what you do. Get a sketchbook and some colored pencils.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
Freeform it, man.
Yeah.
But I'm all into the, I mean, I know it's trendy now to have like adult coloring books, but
it's
I just
awesome.
Want to go on the record and say, as a pothead and a free spirit, I've been coloring my entire fucking life.
No big deal.
I mean, like, I really liked it before you guys did. So,
but I don't see you wearing that much turquoise jewelry. So, how much of a free spirit are you?
Actually, Barbara, like half of my dangly earrings are turquoise. Actually,
the other half are crystals.
Yes,
okay. That contain all of your hopes and dreams.
It's so funny whenever I meet like an older free spirit. Like, it's like
that he knows you.
Yeah, like we get it. You know what I mean?
Can sniff each other out.
Yeah. My mom's best friend who adopted my foster, she's a free spirit. And as we're like getting the foster out of jail, she goes, here's the thing. In 2 years, her and her husband, we're going to take all the animals to the Cayman Islands. And we're just going to live there for 2 years.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Thinking, that's exactly something I would do when I was older.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of money to be a free spirit.
Being a free spirit is not free.
Yeah. I don't know about that. No,
I mean, if
you know what you have to do is not have kids. She didn't have kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Barren spirit.
What kind of spirit are we?
I said I'm a free spirit.
Like,
no, you're a free spirit.
Yeah. You guys are.
I was a party spirit. I don't know what I am.
I mean, even when you're not drinking, you're a party spirit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. What's.
I can't hang when I'm not drinking.
Okay. So you're like a discounted spirit.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Like a 99 cent store.
Disco spirit.
99 cent store
you
spirit.
You could be a disco spirit.
I think disco selling me either, though. I'm not a disco person.
I don't know. I think, like, you can be a free spirit. Just free means different things to different people.
I think you're like a dinner theater
I'm
spirit.
Not a Fritney. I'm not a Fritney spirit.
You're a Fritney. It's
Fritney.
It's Fritney. I'm a, I don't know, whatever. What's Brandy?
Brandy's like a,
I don't
Brandy's
know.
A solid spirit.
Oh!
Stalwart.
Solid. Oh, stalwart? What does stalwart mean? I don't even know.
Solid, just like, you know, very...
Yeah. A more exciting sound.
Runs the course.
Okay, so...
I don't know, like, I
but
think,
I meant, like,
I
solid
of,
friend, like, solid person,
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think of myself as a free spirit because I do what I want. Just what I want to do is different from what a lot of people want to do. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I don't...
But that's classic free spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't do...
Well, Tess has, like, the hippie, like, free spirit, the typical,
yeah.
You know...
I'm nonconformist free... Not, that's not what I mean. I'm just a nonconformist as to what a regular free spirit is. There's different kinds of free spirits, I think.
Well, every free spirit is different.
We're all free spirit. Oh, God. What this conversation is fucking
guys,
awful.
Guys, we're all free spirit.
If you guys didn't know, we are all fucking white girls. If we're not aware.
Yes, if the reviews have not told you how white we are in
our
iTunes reviews.
If you don't have coconut water spewing out of your ears right now.
We all do what we want. Just what we want to do is different. And that's fine.
Yeah.
We're just all wild ponies.
I don't know what I want to do. I'll figure it out someday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what makes you happy?
VW buses, iced tea.
You got to get a new, I need another.
What was my other one? What was my really big one? It was like.
No, iced tea was your big one.
No, iced tea was a big one.
It was, what is it? It's on the water doing.
Sailing?
Windsurfing.
Windsurfing. That was the only one we greenlit.
Still hasn't happened.
No.
You got to get a new car company, though. Volkswagen's kind of garbage.
Oh, yeah, huh? They were.
Yeah.
Although, but the old ones are okay.
The old ones are okay.
Yeah, yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah.
Somebody else just needs to come out with like a bus equivalent so we can.
They're so cute.
It. They are, but they're. Garbage people.
It's like everyone's garbage like people. Actors. I shop at Target and they're garbage people. Like I
know
you can't avoid the garbage people.
I know, but when you can, I feel like it's like.
But when can you?
I don't know. Give me when you're thinking about a fictional car that you want to have.
You have enough money to move to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, don't you guys think that a lot? Like, you know, I know we all try to be conscientious and we don't use plastic bags.
I don't really
and stuff.
Try. I mean, I try a little bit.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I feel like if you do three things, that's enough. Like,
yeah, I like recycle.
I barely recycle, to be honest.
Yeah, I pick up like trash I see in the street.
You do see, I don't do that.
But I do that.
I mean, I do
that.
I help dogs.
I do a lot.
And yeah, you help dogs. You rescue dogs.
I donate to random Kickstarters.
I do that.
That's about it.
I'll buy like a homeless guy a sandwich sometimes.
Sometimes
I do that a lot. Yeah, but yeah, I buy people food a lot.
But even that kind of makes me feel like an asshole because it's like if they have a skill, I'm more likely to give them a like if they're playing an instrument or if they have a dog.
Well, of course, because like you know they're they're not just holding up a sign; they're doing something. I don't know. They're like, entertaining you. Like I want to give you something.
We can't avoid. That's it. I'm not doing it all.
No, you can't do it. You can't do it all. But I think it's important.
Once we are rich, we'll be better philanthropists. I promise everyone.
Yeah, I'll give more money to the same three places that I give right now. I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's what I tell, like, whenever you see a clipboard person, I'm always just like, I don't have the money for
you. Get back to me in 5 years.
Yeah, it's like, if you leave me the fuck alone, I will someday have the money where I can just give it to you.
Clipboard people, what is that?
No, I don't feel bad
for
them.
You don't?
I don't.
I do.
No.
I do only because that's, like, an hourly job that they just, like, had to get.
They're poor. They just needed a job.
That was, like, not an option.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen some clipboard people that are just, like, so obnoxious about it that I really, it bothers me. Like, that...
But what
do you
know. Do, you have to be, right? If you're a clipboard.
Don't be a clipboard person. There's other jobs out there.
I know, one time, but like if you took the clipboard job, you needed it.
I've been broke enough to consider the clipboard jobs, for sure.
Yeah, like that person needs that job, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've seen a lot of like white dudes with dreads that don't wear shoes on the sidewalk that are like talking about Greenpeace and they will get in your fucking face the entire time you're trying to get somewhere. And it's just like... Dude,
I'm like,
sorry.
I just spent $12 on this tuna sandwich. I don't need
it's not
to.
Working now.
I don't need
have
to give
nothing.
You anything.
Fucking call your dad.
It's always great coming out of a plate, out of a Whole Foods and being like, sorry, I don't have money.
So embarrassing.
So not. It's so like, yeah, I just spent a lot of money on myself.
It's
I'm good.
I did that. Oh my God, this is really, speaking of, I did that in Pasadena. I had this old Tiffany necklace that my dad had given me like years ago that I found when I was cleaning and it was broken. And I was like, oh, I'm going to treat myself and get this cleaned and get it fixed.
Yeah.
So when do I have an occasion to go to motherfucking Tiffany's, you know?
Yeah.
And I really am broke, but I'm like walking down Pasadena to take my Tiffany necklace to get fixed. And like one of those people did approach me. I was like, I really, right now, I just can't. And then I walk into Tiffany.
Yeah. This is a good segue. Let's read some of our reviews as we. So, and if you haven't yet, please leave us a review on iTunes talking about how we're bad people or whatever you want to say.
Yeah. We can talk about how we're good people.
No. Yeah. Just, you know, anything you have to say if you haven't left, it really helps us out.
But really, do you guys think you're good people?
Yeah. Yes. I'm a fantastic person.
I've been in therapy trying to dig this out and I was like, oh, okay, I'm not as bad as I thought.
Yeah. Like, what would you rate on scale of 1 to 10?
Well, there's so many different factors.
I know, so you're like aggregate number.
10.
1 to 10?
I'm a fucking 10.
You're a 10?
I've worked really goddamn hard my entire life to be a good person. I'm a fucking 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm not a 10.
Yeah, I'm a fucking 10, man.
But 10, you're a good person, but like you said, we don't like go out of our way to like do extra to help people. So that doesn't make us a little bit worse?
Yeah, it does.
Like if we don't do enough charity?
I think so.
I don't have the means to do charity now, but I'm working towards having the means. And when I have the means, I want to do a lot of fucking charity. Yeah. I give when I can.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I do volunteer. volunteer when I can. Like, I mean, I, and then it's little things like,
I'm also really,
do you have any idea
selfish.
How many conversations with drunk idiots I've had?
No, of course.
That makes
the thing is, you do charity for friends.
Yeah,
exactly. Charity.
Which is like, charity starts at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do those things as well. I'm still not going to give myself a 10.
I give myself an maybe 7 or 8.
I think I'm an 8.
Yeah.
I think I'm a very good person, but I'm very self-serving.
Yeah.
Judgmental. That's it.
I mean, you're human. That's you're human.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't know if I'm very, I'm self-serving. Isn't everyone though?
Yeah. Well, I think everyone is. And if you're, the problem is if you're not self-serving to a point, you're detrimental to yourself because you let other people rule your world.
I think it sometimes can be very selfless to be selfish because you are like doing the things that you need to do to like become, you know, to have your life in a better affair. Because then once you do, then you can help the people around you.
Definitely.
Like if you were doing stuff for everybody else and you didn't have time to actually accomplish your goals, like how good would any of your relationships be? Because you'd just be like, ah, fuck all
no,
the time.
I mean, that's when I know,
but
people,
I'm talking like, I'll like, if I see an opportunity to hook myself up, I'm gonna take it.
Of course.
We also all work really hard.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like I'll cut in lines and
oh
stuff.
Okay.
I'm kind of
oh, I'll do that. I don't care. I mean, to a point. Like, not always.
To a point. Like, little things.
No,
yeah.
To a point. But, like, if I see an opportunity, I'll be like, yeah, all right.
Exactly. Can I do that?
But the thing is, that's everyone. It's not, you know, and the problem is people who play too much by the rules always get fucked over. So it's like, you got to, like, be able to break them a little bit.
You got to know when they're worth breaking.
Yeah. No, exactly. Just have and your code and live by it.
Yeah, and the people who are too scared to ever break anything are the ones who are only living for other people all the time.
Yeah.
In
that's
my
like
experience.
Its own problem.
And then it's like, ooh, you need to like be selfish for the love of God.
Because you need something to talk about. You need to be selfish so you have something to talk about.
Or just so you can live your fucking life.
Yeah, like you were given life to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think.
Be fulfilled.
Yeah.
No, it's about suffering.
And sucking dick.
Those are separate.
All right.
Okay, let's read some reviews.
Okay. From Hottest of Drinks, sure, they talk about a lot of white girl stuff, but to be fair, they are white girls.
True.
Thank you. But at least they're at least funny ones, the ones that realize, they're white girls. Always funny and just the nicest when I met them awkwardly all in person. And all their guests are always slam dunks. And, oh, man.
I don't know who I don't know who these are if we met her. But thank you. Thanks for seeing us in person and leaving us a review.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Oh, they also said that all of our guests are slam dunks. Oh, that makes me happy.
Shout out to all of our guests.
Yeah. Our guests have like been doing some bomb ass shit too.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you don't follow all of our girls, you should, because all of our ladies.
Yeah, go. Right. If you go on our iTunes and just look down the list, you can see everyone's Twitter handle like in the description of the episode. Follow all of those women because they're all going to be running the world, basically.
Yeah, honestly.
Basically, us and all of our guests are about to descend upon the planet like the Beyonce Girls Run the World video.
Yes!
Like,
yes.
It's just going to be all of us like, who won this motherfucker? Always Funny says, oh no, I'm sorry. PDXLX says, like, seriously, download it. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Short to the point. I'm into it. One of my favorites is our first bad review we ever had, though.
What is it?
Please go for it.
Left wing pinko garbage. These women try to fill the spot of every cliche personality of a woman's talk show. Unfortunately, they also have the same political agenda, asking for money to support pro-choice agendas. Literally, they were asking for donations. Give me a break with this nonsense. I am surprised an affiliation with Judge John Hodgman would try to pull this off. Come on, Jesse. I just love this person because he does not understand that Judge John Hodgman is like
his own human.
It's also a character. Like, what?
Also, that was when we had Laura Keitlinger on, who, and I'm going to stand by this, was doing a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And I'm going to affirm that you should donate money to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, definitely donate money to them. They do a lot of good shit.
Yeah.
If you don't support them, you don't deserve us. Get the fuck out. I will say that.
I love Planned Parenthood.
We'll abort you as listeners. I mean, we don't have the ability.
Oh, by
to do
the way,
that,
speaking of Planned Parenthood, on Halloween, I did a good prank on them.
Oh, yeah,
I was going.
Wait, did a prank on Planned Parenthood?
Well, it wasn't really a prank. No, I did a prank on the protesters.
Oh,
not a prank,
nice.
But on Halloween, I was running and I saw a bunch of them outside of the one over here, and there was a bunch of them with their stupid signs and everything. So I took off my headphones and I was like, "Hey, you guys are the spookiest thing I've seen all year. Put on my headphones and kept running.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
I like that. I like that. I just like the use of the word spooky in
right?
general.
Especially yeah. on Halloween to call something spooky.
Yeah. It's just super fun. What else we got? What else?
I love the podcast. It makes me want to dance and shout and sing the Shania Twain song, Man, I Feel Like a Lady.
Yes.
He said, wait, no, that's not right. I mean, I love listening to the podcast in my bathrobe, surrounded by blankets and biscotti and burning candles. Keep it up, ladies. You're awesome. This is seriously an entertaining show, and their guests are always fun. Give it a listen. Well, if you're listening, then you're already listening, but
yeah.
You get it. Listen.
Thanks, girl.
Appreciate it.
Shout out to my friend Steven if he's listening. That Shania Twain song always reminds me of him when he lived in Mexico.
Yeah.
There was a gay bar there that they had a nightly show where on the hour, mm-hmm. a series of like naked men would come out. It was a strip show that they would do to Man, I Feel Like a Woman. But it was like all these guys didn't speak English. So they were just standing there dancing. Do I feel like a woman? And I just always picture like a string of naked guys just dancing.
That's awesome.
This is good. It's like you have these really hilarious girlfriends who talk about all the stuff you want to talk about. I've actually learned a lot from these girls, particularly about birth control.
Oh.
Don't take anything we've said to heart.
Oh, no. I love my birth control.
Oh, we've done some good. We've done some good work there.
Sometimes they go off on wonderful tangents, and holy crap, do these girls have stories? Yes, we do. Thank you. You're welcome for all of our mistakes, and therefore your stories.
What's Shania Twain up to? Is she?
Let's see what she's up to.
What's Shania?
She hasn't come out with anything lately. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we did have the one other bad review that said just silly women talking over each other.
Yeah. I always love it when we get called silly or being told that we cackle. Like those
We get a lot of cackling. I mean, a lot of pro cackling, but a lot of cackling.
Yeah, those are like two of my favorite words. Like silly cackling isn't at all condescending.
Oh wait, no humor, lots of cackling, hard to follow, nothing funny going on.
Oh,
perhaps geared to a female audience.
I hate everyone.
No, but we also like shout out to our guy listeners.
Oh yeah, we have tons of guy listeners.
We have a lot of awesome guy listeners, and they make me really happy that you guys are out there.
By marked man 69.
I'm sure you get lots of that punani marked man 69.
Well, he loves Kevin Pollak's chat show. And Adam Carolla. Well,
there you go.
There's a theme.
Yeah.
Well, there's your sign. let's go out on this. This was written to us by a user, but it is not a problem. And this is in response to our Barbie discussion.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Scissoring Barbies.
When I was about 9, I had some sort of craft set that was basically loops of neon nylon fabric that you could use to make coasters, pot holders, or friendship bracelets, or some shit. I think we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyhow. I used those to make all sorts of sexy swimsuits for my Barbies. Then I did some sort of photo shoot with the Barbies.
Hell yeah.
I do not remember what happened to that roll of film, but I imagine it was magical. Also, if it ever got developed, I'm sure my parents were very confused. Love your show. Y'all are such a delight. Oh my God. That's great. I know exactly those. Do kids still play with those things?
You would make like pot holders with them, right?
Yeah.
They were
just like...
Thingies.
Like
called like Kitten Caboodle or something.
Oh, maybe
that.
Was that Kitten Caboodles were? Because there was Caboodles, which were your makeup cases.
Yeah, but they had some little like cutesy name like that.
Yeah. And then like, God, how pissed were your family probably when you were like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Here's a pot holder.
Man, I think I'm going to make those friendship bracelets again, though. Those were cool.
I'd wear a friendship bracelet if you give me one.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Right. I think I could still.
Craft time, guys. The puzzles are out.
There's your hobby.
There's my hobby.
Just make friendship bracelets.
The puzzle's been solved.
I mean, crafting is very relaxing. So.
It definitely is.
I mean,
something easy.
Yeah.
Not like too crazy.
I used to do Bob Ross paint classes when I was young.
Yeah.
Oh, those were fun.
But you like drawing. I mean, that's the same thing to me.
I guess I'm just not, I don't like ones where it's like, I like freeform ones, but I'm not good at them. Like the ones that are structured.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I've been to a party where we do a craft, mine just always sucks the most. So.
Aw.
Well, my favorite craft is when we, at Thanksgiving, when we do a Christmas ornament.
Yes.
For the tree. Because then it's like a definitely free for all. Like, see what the
I like
weirdest
thing. Those are my favorite. I love doing those.
Yes.
Yeah, I like anything that's creative that has no stakes. is like my favorite. So it's like, I agree. This doesn't matter.
It has to have no stakes because it's like, I'm not going to be the best at this. Like, this is just for to let my brain, you know, release some tension.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But then like when there's like a model you're supposed to follow, then I think I get into that of like, I'm fucking up.
Oh yeah. You want it to be like perfect.
Yes. Yeah. And plus it's just, I think it's just boring. Like, why do I need to put together a craft that I can already see what it's going to look like?
Yeah.
I like doing that.
I see the appeal. I see, like, I think it is kind of like
I like following instructions. Like, I loved Legos growing up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I want to put, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put everything in the right place.
Well, and it's nice when things have an answer sometimes, too. You know what I mean? It's like, I kind of.
Yeah. Like life.
Yeah. Well, like, no, it's like I always kind of liked math a little bit. Like,
I love math.
Because it's like, oh, cool. This, like, this is how you solve a quadratic equation or whatever. It's like, oh, this is like clear the answer. Versus everything else that you're just like, I don't know what the fuck any of this means.
Right.
And you won't.
You know when you can.
It's all like up in the air, like with George Clooney or whatever.
If things are up
in the air. I'm using that joke in my stand up lately. How do we feel?
Oh, really? You're referencing that 2011 hot piece of cinema?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That movie was actually really good.
I didn't see it. Not a big Clooney fan.
Really?
He's just kind of to me.
What's up? It's the attitude or
no? I mean, I like him in like conversation. I just like don't
like when you guys have your long chats.
Well, like when I watch him on like talk shows, I think he's fun. But I just like don't. He's just not crazy to me as an actor. I don't think he's attractive.
Man. No, him in
I like him
in what the fuck is it called? The Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, he's good in those.
Oh, Brother Art though.
He's when so he's good funny, he's real interesting to me. When he plays like his like pretty boy, like suave parts, I just don't like suave characters in general.
Gotcha.
They're kind of boring to me. Mm-hmm. And he's very like schmaltzy in a lot of stuff.
He's kind of the same in everything.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of those that are George Clooney and everything. But I don't know, I like him.
Also, when he was Batman, he like was so obnoxious in interviews about how it was a bad movie that I was like, okay man, it's bad because like you really like it was just shitty, like why'd you do it? I don't know, I just really, the way he like talked about it afterwards,
I like
me.
That I would rather have a fucking actor admit that the movie's like, shitty.
Here, mama needed to pay her rent. Yeah, it's a fucking
have
shit sandwich.
Daniel Craig does not give a fuck anymore about
Bond. That's
he's
pretty
just
great.
Really
yeah, he's just like, I don't care, it's over, like let it be done.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, he's also like, yeah, fucking Susan Lucci, that's the new Bond girl, is that who it
no,
is?
No, it's not, she's old. She's the girl from All My Children.
Oh, it's like, but it's like a name like that, right?
Leia Sodani?
Yeah.
The girl from Avatar?
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought it was like an older lady.
It is an older lady.
Monica Bellucci.
Oh, okay.
Her name is like Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
I don't know who either one of them are.
My mom used to watch All My Children. And she was, her name was Erica Kane.
Oh.
On All My Children. By the way, speaking of soap operas.
Yeah.
Isn't it like weird that art form is like dying out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, I guess, aren't there not people there to like watch a daily show anymore? I don't know.
Well, like housewives are
that take over,
but that like people that are like becoming housewives are also like more YouTube generation,
I guess.
I mean, I don't know, I feel like they can,
there's still people who are like, I want to watch my stories. Okay, what,
but like
we'll
Netflix is on.
We are back. I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
And this is episode 150. 150, baby.
150. Bow, 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 bow.
Should we read a James Dean tweet? It's been a long time.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
James Dean tweets.
The perfect man.
James Dean tweets.
Where is he?
James Dean tweets.
140
characters.
James Dean tweets. I want to fuck him. James Dean. I guess he's kind of fallen off. I haven't like really watched a lot of his stuff. Sorry, I haven't kept up, James. I feel bad.
Yeah, because you got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but we'll get him on someday.
Oh, yeah.
Our It'll booker happen. Marie is very intent.
Yes.
Yeah, she's getting it.
Yeah. Let's see. He wrote 2 hours ago, I just learned so goddamn much about doors. Doors are awesome.
Oh man, I hope he's not talking about the doors.
No way.
I would rather learn
there's no capitalization.
I would rather learn about doors than the Lizard King.
Oh god, me too.
Yeah.
And then he wrote 4 hours ago, my back hurts and I'm homeless.
What happened, James?
I don't know.
So wait, when did he learn about doors?
2 hours ago.
And then so he was homeless and then he learned about doors?
Yeah.
Okay, he does drugs. There's no way he doesn't do drugs.
I don't know. He's just a weirdo. There are a lot of weirdos whose brains work like that.
Yeah, he can just be a weirdo.
Then when he wrote, Adore Delano is so much superior to Courtney Act. What does that mean?
That's a RuPaul.
What does Courtney mean?
She was one of the queens. Okay. Yeah. That's true.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I do agree
with
that.
I like Courtney a lot.
I do too.
But Adore is just a panic.
Yeah. Well, Courtney is like very polished and like well thought out and like very professional. And Adore is just like a mess that is talented, like crazy talented and just a raw nerve.
Yeah. So Courtney's more the Christina and Adore's more the Britney.
Yeah, definitely. And then Bianca Del Rio is Beyonce.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find one more. Okay. One more. Here we go. I'm asking you to hold me just like a morning paper, pinched between your pointer, your index, and your thumb. All right.
Is that a haiku?
I suppose. Oh, and then I miss my grandma.
Aww. Cutie.
Aww. That's cute.
Well, grandma, congratulations on your grandson's giant dick and that he's great at fucking women in front of
Oh,
camera.
Man. I was. Why are there not more of him?
Maybe there are, and we just don't know.
I've looked. No, I mean, like, really, why is
Yeah, no, there's not a lot of guys like him in porn.
I mean, I really have a hard time finding porn I want to watch.
If you look for, like...
It's difficult.
If you look up, like, the four women or the central one, the good guys are in there, usually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so look at... Try that tab. All right. That category.
It's just so funny that that's, like, a niche category.
It's hilarious. Well, yeah, because most of the rest of them are fucking abusive and terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. There's other people that are, like, as good at it. I just search for his name at this point, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just anyway, a little bit about me.
Okay, so we're gonna do some lady problems. Thank you guys so much for all the ones you sent in. If we haven't gotten to yours, we're really sorry. We're trying to get to as many as we can, but sometimes some of them are a little bit similar, so we might, you know, just answer one.
Yeah, we don't want to be too redundant. So like, if one kind of applies to you, then we probably might not answer yours specifically. But take all of our advice.
We really appreciate you, putting it out there and sending them to us, and we're trying to get to all of them. So
yes.
Here's one right now. Oh, wait. Let's play the theme song.
Lady problems. That song really is so good.
It really is.
When did we start the lady problem song?
Oh.
I think once we start doing like segments or something, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's got to be season two somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was earlier than that?
It was like in the first
15 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, also,
rocking it.
All of our episodes are up on iTunes now. For a while, the first 20 or 30 or something weren't up, but they're all available now.
Yeah.
So just so you know.
Go back in the day, guys. Travel back in time with us.
If I could turn back time. God damn it. Love Cher.
I know.
All right. Tess, you want to read this?
Sure. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 10 years. We met sophomore year of high school, we went to community college together, transferred to a university together, and have now been living together for about 2 years. My boyfriend loves video games. He used to play World of Warcraft for several hours. Me hanging out with him consisted of me falling asleep while he played video games. In the last few years, he has gotten a lot better with controlling how long he plays video games, but he still plays them a lot. My issue is this. I work full-time and don't spend much time with him during the week because of how long my commute is. I leave early, come home late. On weekends, I'm very excited to spend time together, but he spends all day playing video games. I tell him that I want us to do something together, and he claims that we are spending time together simply by being in the same room.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. This is definitely not what I consider spending time together. What makes this worse is that after hours of me complaining or quote-unquote annoying him in between games, he Mm-mm. A, smothers me, shows up in the room and completely stops me from doing what I'm doing, cleaning, reading, watching a movie physically. He holds me down and hugs me and doesn't let me move. He thinks, I know. I think we know what the answer is going to be here. he thinks this is romantic and cute, but I've stated many times that I hate it and it makes me uncomfortable. He's 6'4 and I'm 5'3. Or B, he proposes some elaborate date idea, which sounds great, but I feel like it's not genuine. I feel like he does this as a result of me getting so worked up. He would never propose such a thing without me getting upset. So what do you think? Am I being unreasonable or crazy for wanting him to spend half of his day with me?
No.
I've been told that I should try to play games with him.
No.
And I've tried, but he takes everything too seriously and gets mad when I do something wrong. Oh, man. Plus, video games aren't my thing anyway. Any advice would help. I love your show. One, two, three. Dump him.
No, I hate, man, it sucks these letters that we get with, like, about guys who fucking suck, and then at the end it's like, am I being crazy? It's like, no, you're not. You've moved in and you found out what is really going on, you know, which sometimes you don't know till you live together for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that whole, I think it's worth, like, mentioning how often people do say that, even when they just write to us. And I think it's a combination of women are always told that we're crazy.
Yeah.
And also, especially when you're young, you don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You forget that you have, like, a million options. Yeah. There also.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of this feels like he is not listening to you, or he doesn't care about your feelings. Like, the things that he is doing to try to make up for him playing all these video games are things that he wants to do, and none of it is what you want to do. Like, he's nothing is on your terms in this, even the things that he's trying to do to make you feel better. Like, nothing is what you want here.
Like, have your guys' boyfriends ever done this where you're pissed at them so they try to hook up with you?
No.
Sean tries to do that with me sometimes.
James knows to stay far away.
No, sometimes when I'm pissed at him, he'll try to hook up with me, and I'm just like,
no, that's the last.
Is this your first day?
Read a
Maybe
manual.
Maybe he's like looking for angry sex or something.
I think he just thinks like that he's that simple.
He's gonna smooth it over.
If he turns you on, then it's gonna be. Then it'll be okay.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I mean, I also want to know if this guy works, because you don't say anything about him working. You say that you have a full time job with a commute.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it sounds like he's just wasting his fucking life away.
Like, yeah.
It's really, oh man. Video games are a pestilence in society. when people like can't stop playing them.
No. Like, they're okay to a point. Like, my boyfriend plays, he has a few like Game Boy games that he'll play once in a while. And I'm like, fine. I can handle this. I don't care.
It's fine to play a little bit, or like have like time in your schedule for it, but when it's your entire fucking day, it's just like, you want to be with somebody that's motivated to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's not like your partner is a reflection on like who you are as a person too, and like, you want to be with somebody that's going to make you better. And if that person is just like a schlub that's playing video games all day, like, what does that say about, he's holding you back in some way, even if you don't see it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And don't feel bad. Like, you know, it happens in a relationship. You know, you guys you've invested a lot of time, but like, obviously,
that's
you're not getting what you need out of this.
Because nothing is black and white. And I think that a lot of times, the reason that people go back to like, oh, is this me or is this going to change?
Yeah.
Those are the two biggest things that you tell yourself. This is me or it's going to change. Or I'm sorry, the three things, or I can change this.
Yeah.
None of those things are true.
No.
And the reason, I think part of the reason that you tell yourself that is that nobody's black and white. Like, we're sitting here reading this email going, dump him. But I'm sure he's, you know, there's a reason she fell in love with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason she moved in with him.
Yeah.
And so I think that it makes it much more complicated when you're the person in the relationship, because you have all those positive memories too. And sometimes you just need to like that outside perspective to be like, yeah, it's not working out.
Yeah.
If you're talking about working this much and him playing video games, I mean, to me, video games are the same as like drugs or alcohol. Like, you can use them.
Oh yeah, they're addictive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Mm-hmm. And they're appropriate in about the same doses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, basically.
I mean, you know.
And like, I feel like there's so many guys now that also, that becomes how they socialize. Like, guys also, like, I don't know, I always call it the clip show conundrum, when like guys get together and they just end up watching videos and like they can't have conversation. Like, by and large, they can't just have conversations. It's like, well, we need to look at something and do something. It always has to be. And so video games have kind of become that. And that's not how women communicate. So like, men and women. The gap is getting bigger and bigger.
At least if you're drinking, you're probably out with people in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the video games,
maybe seeing a band or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how are ways that she can fix this, or like make boundaries with him? Like, I mean,
I don't think there's any fixing this.
I know. I'm just trying to think if there's like...
Because the thing is, even when she's asked him to change, he's come in and smothered her while she's trying to do something.
Yeah. Which means, he doesn't... That is very just disrespectful of everything that you have going on in your life in general, too.
And again, I'm sure he doesn't mean it.
No, he doesn't mean
it. No one means to be disrespectful.
No. I mean, that also feels like a very, like, the ways that he wants to make it up to her are very immature.
Mm-hmm.
These are very, very immature ways. Like, these are not the way that, like, you know, an adult person in an adult relationship, these are the ways that you deal with, like, a high school
Well, and I think that was, I remember when we had Danielle Stewart on, actually, she had like really good advice for guys of like, just girls just want to feel special.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
And it's really not that hard to make that happen.
No, and it's not, you coming up with some elaborate date actually makes us feel the, not an elaborate date in and of itself, but some cardboard that you got off of like, a TV show or something, like something that you didn't, that has nothing to do with who we actually are.
And also like, because you feel like you guilted him into it. That's the worst thing.
When like, I'm sure you would much rather have like a post-it on your mirror that says you look really pretty or something, you know, like it's just about being actually considerate versus your idea of considerate.
As opposed to, I mean, I feel like he's treating this relationship almost like a video game, because he's like, well, these are the things that I do to get points to like have a girlfriend. And I get the heart if I do these things, and if I smother her, that's 10 points or whatever.
God, 10 years.
It's hard too, because you got together when you're sophomores in high school. And
oh, wait, 10 years?
Yeah,
they've been together for 10 years.
Oh, dear.
Which is, it makes it really hard too, because you got together when you're young and you had, you weren't necessarily the people that you were going to become, and people change over time. And I don't know. I just feel like
people change, but also people don't change.
People don't change.
You know what I mean? Like, and people who are really stuck in their ways, you know, you got to realize that, like, if he's not coming up to your level, then...
Yeah, no, I mean, you... Man, it sucks. And I'm really sorry that you're going through this. It's like, I totally get it. And it's just like... It's... There needs to be an ultimatum, and it needs to be you or a reasonable amount of video games, you know? Like, you can play them, but like, if he can do them in a reasonable dose, fine. But like, you know, he needs to know that you're serious about leaving.
And yeah,
too.
But you need to like, and if you set that, I mean, I don't even, I think just end it. But
I mean, I think end it. But I'm also trying to like.
But also after
10 years,
like, that's going to be pretty hard.
To be honest with you, I think 10 years is part of the reason she should end it. I mean, she's stuck in a rut. You got to get out, girl. Like, there's not, I would almost be more inclined if this was like a 2-year relationship and this was an issue
like,
that had come up. But when it's been going on for this long and you're just not, you guys are not communicating. You're living two separate lives. And I think it's probably even harder to do something about it because this is like all you know, basically. You were a sophomore in high school. This is all you know. And this makes me,
which especially makes her think there's nothing else, like that this is her whole world. You know, it's like she doesn't know anything else. And it's like, there are so many more guys out there. There's you, you know, that you just don't have to deal with this.
And when you make that decision to leave a long relationship that you've been in since you were young, and then you get out and see the dick that is out there. It was a lot like the first time I got to buy legal weed. I was like, wait, I thought there was only there. I have choices. You know?
And like, look at all of this.
And it's so fun. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, like it's exciting when you're really hungry because you get to think of like what you're going to eat. That's what it feels like when you get out of a stagnant relationship, because a stagnant relationship, I think, is in some ways not worse, but it's bad in a different way than like a bad, bad relationship.
It's just very easy to stay.
That's what makes it bad. It's a job that is killing your soul. It's like it's one of those decisions in life that's just like,
You just need to get out of that fucking cubicle.
Get out of this.
Drive
man.
The fuck away.
And I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's, I think I actually feel pretty friendly that you need to break up with this guy.
No, I feel like it needs to be over too. I mean, and that doesn't make 10 years a failure at all.
No.
Yeah, like, you need to realize that. That's a huge part of it. Like, you were not a failure. You really tried. You put in, you know.
I think there's a point with long-term relationships where people like are like, oh, I've invested this much time, and if I bail now, then what is this time meant? And it's like, no, that doesn't, that's not how it works. Like,
totally.
You've grown as a person through these experiences, and this has shown you what you like and what you don't like and how you can be better in the next one, you know, like you probably owe a lot to him about, you know, to help you, having you become the person that you are today. And that's awesome. And like, you're going to have good memories, you know, to look back on, but like, it's just not right.
It'll be a chapter of your life, you know, that, you can look back on, but it doesn't have to be your entire book, you know? I did a test, sort of.
There you go. You pulled a test. And then also, when you have this conversation, make sure you have an exit strategy in place. Like, do not break up with him and then stay in the house. Like,
Oh, I, Brandy, that is such a good point. Talk to your friends. Have literally if you're going to be the one to leave the house, have a place that you know you can crash. I don't know if you guys have pets, but know who's taking the pets. Know, Have some money saved up.
Yeah.
Have a little, not that this guy doesn't sound like he's contributing anything financially, but
I know it's like so sad because I picture her doing that and like, you know, I know he loves her, I'm sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I can picture her doing that, him just being like, all right, and just playing.
Yeah.
For like, sweet, now I'm free to play for fucking a week straight. You
and
know
then,
what I mean?
Yeah. And that just validates so that gross. It was right to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just validates it was right to leave. You're better than a video game.
And also, that's.
Yeah. You're 3D, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your virtual reality.
Oh, wait, 4D. Wait, what? Yeah. Yeah. All right. I don't know what my D's
I mean, some
are.
3D is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But what was I going to say?
I think it's also important to make a list, even if you don't use it in the breakup. Make your points the beforehand of like, this is why I'm doing this.
Oh, yes.
That's very important.
That's what I was going to say. He's absolutely going to spiral once you break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to not be in contact with him.
Yeah.
And you need, I agree, have it written down because you're going to be tempted to go back to him.
Yeah.
He's going to try to talk you into it. You're going to feel bad for him. You're going to feel like, if I don't help him, no one will.
Yeah.
Have that shit written down. Tell friends your plan.
Yeah.
Stay firm.
Yeah. Stay strong.
Find a guy who actually enjoys life.
Yeah.
But take some time for yourself. Too,
eventually.
For a while.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, yes. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're getting out of a 10-year thing. Figure out who you are as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're an adult now. Who are you as an adult in this world? And then you'll find.
And I bet you fucking kick ass.
Yeah.
She obviously does.
Yeah.
She has a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's been it, you guys.
Good luck. We love you.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And you're awesome.
Yeah.
And you
see
can
you
do
next
it.
Week?
Yeah. See you next week. Thanks for the 150th. We've got our season finale next week,
mm-hmm.
which is, wait, what? We already had it? Oh, this is the
season. Oh, this is the season finale.
Oh, so we're taking a 2-week break and then we'll be back in 3 weeks with new episodes and our season 4. What the fuck?
Season oh my
four
God.
Coming up.
Super crazy. Listen to all of our back catalog.
Yeah.
And tweet us your favorite quotes because we love remembering things that we said because we've forgotten everything.
Because we've forgotten everything we've ever said. All right. Bye, bitches.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.